Leading the news this morning, Indigenous leaders have condemned yesterday's violent protest in Canberra. Julia Gillard has shrugged off the security scare at the Australia Day function. The Prime Minister and opposition leader Tony Abbott had to be bundled out of a restaurant when protesters from the Aboriginal Tent Embassy tried to storm the event. The mutiny in Papua New Guinea is over. PNG's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill says soldiers involved in the recent revolt have withdrawn to their barracks. The former army colonel who led the mutiny is now in custody. Mr O'Neill has blamed his predecessor, Sir Michael Somare, for orchestrating the trouble. Sydney police are investigating another shooting in the city's west. A 24-year-old man was shot in the leg in Guildford. Several shots were also fired at his car. He was treated at the scene and is recovering in hospital. Residents in Coffs Harbour in northern New South Wales are preparing for more flooding today. The Pacific Highway remains cut by floodwaters between Coffs Harbour and Grafton. The rain has eased, but more heavy falls are expected over the weekend. And in Brazil, rescue workers are searching for survivors in the rubble of two collapsed high-rise buildings in Rio de Janeiro. At least five people have died and up to 19 others are still missing. Six people have been rescued and taken to hospital.